The t-shirt is warm, empty cloth in my hands. I sigh and walk upstairs to ponder the mummies for a while by myself. My young self will be home now, climbing into bed. I remember. I woke up in the morning and it was all a wonderful dream. Mom laughed and said that time travel sounded fun and she wanted to try it too. That was the first time. First date, 2. Friday, September 23rd, 1977. Henry is 36, Claire is 6. I'm in the meadow, waiting. I wait slightly outside the clearing, naked, because the clothes Claire keeps for me in a box under a stone are not there. The box isn't there either. So I'm thankful that the afternoon is fine, early September, perhaps in some unidentified year. I hunker down in the tall grass. I consider. The fact that there is no box full of clothes means that I have arrived in a time before Claire and I have met. Perhaps Claire isn't even born yet. This has happened before, and it's a pain. I miss Claire, and I spend the time hiding naked in the meadow, not daring to show myself in the neighborhood of Claire's family. I think longingly of the apple trees at the western edge of the meadow. At this time of year, there ought to be apples, small and sour and munched by deer, but edible. I hear the screen door slam, and I peer above the grass. A child is running, pell-mell, and as it comes down the path through the waving grass, my heart twists, and Claire bursts into the clearing. She is very young. She is oblivious. She is alone. She's still wearing her school uniform, a hunter green jumper with a white blouse and knee socks with penny loafers, and she is carrying a Marshall Field shopping bag and a beach towel.